9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $486 billion. That's how much the Federal Reserve Bank of New York borrowed from money market funds and other counterparties through its reverse repurchase facility on Monday. It's the biggest amount of borrowing ever through this mechanism, up from roughly zero as recently as March. The Fed is borrowing so much through the reverse repo facility because it wants to help move deposits out of the banking system and avoid creating too many additional bank reserves, even as it keeps buying hundreds of billions of dollars worth of bonds each month. Normally, bond purchases are financed by creating reserves, which are deposits that banks hold at the Fed. But banks can hold only so many assets relative to their shareholder equity before they run into regulatory constraints meant to prevent another financial crisis. That's why they have been trying to avoid holding more reserves by pushing corporate treasurers and other large customers to move their deposits into money market funds, which can then lend to the Fed using the reverse repo facility. The next number up is $7.7 trillion. That's the face value of corporate bonds issued by non-financial companies outside the country of their headquarters as of the end of 2020, according to a new analysis from the Bank for International Settlements. It's up from $5.2 trillion in 2014. Most of the debt comes from companies with headquarters in rich countries. The debt owed by US, UK, Japanese, Canadian, and European companies was worth about $5 trillion at the end of 2020. But Chinese, Mexican, Brazilian, and Russian companies have also been avid offshore borrowers. Chinese companies' foreign bond issuance has soared from just $32 billion in 2008 to $650 billion by the end of 2020. Our last number is $3.22 trillion. That's the value of China's foreign currency reserves at the end of May, according to new data published by the State Administration of Foreign Exchange. That's down from a peak of almost $4 trillion at the beginning of 2014, and essentially unchanged since the end of 2017. Officially, the People's Bank of China hasn't engaged in any sizable purchases or sales of foreign currency in several years. But that has coincided with a substantial increase in the net foreign currency holdings of China's big state-run banks. Since the beginning of 2018, China's balance of payments data implies that the country's banking system has spent about $400 billion accumulating foreign assets, after debt, with $250 billion of that increase in 2020 alone. That's comparable in size to the Chinese central bank's reserve purchases in the mid-2000s. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.